So tonight it's surf versus turf, I believe.
Yes, sir.
And you would be surf, and I would be turf.
That's right. So in layman's term, you're the steak, I would be the lobster.
That's right. Okay. How about a little background, John? Why, thank you for asking. Surf and turf, sometimes called reef and beef. Actually, I like that a little bit better, but it doesn't sound as uppity, sort of.
That's
as a main
true.
Course, you know, let's go out for some reef and beef. That would be the name of a restaurant, Reef and Beef. Main
like
course,
it.
Seafood, red meat, lobster, filet mignon, and all that kind of stuff. The term's origins remain unclear. The earliest known citation dates to 1961 in the Los Angeles Times. In the late 19th century America, combining large portions of lobster and steak was popular at quote-unquote show restaurants known as lobster palaces. Mm. And these were frequented by the nouveau riche. Not the riche-riche, the nouveau riche. They became unfashionable in the 20s and then regained popularity in the early 1960s. Surf and turf is often considered an example of conspicuous consumption. And one critic said, this meal is stunt food. It's a way for restaurants to package the two expensive items on the red menu, tenderloin and lobster, into one price tag. Otherwise, these
that sounds
two
right.
These two items don't even go together.
No.
No, they don't, as a matter of fact. And I remember I used to be, when I was a lot younger, you know, you're coming up, right? And there's a lot of PR about lobster. Just, you know, lobster is it. Lobster, lobster, lobster. It's the pinnacle. It's the best. It's the most amazing. It's lobster. It's lobster. And so I'd go and I'd get some lobster. And then I'd dunk it in some butter or something and eat it. And I went, you know, I really don't get the, I don't understand what the big deal is about here, quite frankly.
The hype.
Yeah.
The hype.
Turf, we're going to talk about meat here. Well, now that's a whole different story. You know, different cuts of meat, medium rare, rare, filet mignon, you know, it goes on and on and on. So over the years, I sort of dumped out of the surf and kept with the turf. You know what I mean?
I understand what you're saying. And the rebuttal is this.
Yeah.
It's all about where you're eating it and how you're eating it. Because like anything else, if I were to give you like a steak, if somebody were to drum up to you, oh my God, you've got to try steak. You've got to try steak. And you go to someone's house and they overcook it or it's the wrong cut of steak. And you're like, that's it? I remember somebody giving me once some fillets of venison. My brother, my brother worked for a guy who was a pretty rich dude, and he came in, and he liked my brother, and he gave him some venison that he had caught when he went hunting. And we tried to cook it up, and it was terrible. It was so salty and gamey, and I was like, I'm never eating deer again. But then I went somewhere to someone's house where they made it like the way it should be made, and I was like, okay, I did not know how to do that. So with lobster, I feel like if you go to certain places and they make it all fancy, you're like, I'm not sure if that was worth the hype. But if you go to someone's like, if you go like to a barbecue somewhere, a place where they really know how to do it and you're having a beer and it's not drummed up in like this fancy night, you will have lobster and you'll have steak. And it's one of those things. And when you do that, you put it on a pedestal, you're like, I already am not going to like it. But if you're hanging out with your buds, you're having some cold beers on a nice summer night, and you got some lobster tails, and you're dipping in that butter with the lemon, it hits so well.
And remember, always wear a bib.
That should be something you should say to everybody at dinner time. Because I went to a restaurant yesterday, and I walked out like wearing half the meal. And I was like, I can go for a bib no matter what age I'm at. And again, the one thing I do like about steak, I mean lobster over the steak, is that whenever I have steak, it's like a knockout punch. I love steak. Don't get me wrong. I can eat steak every day. But it's once you eat it, you are tired. I'm done. Mm-hmm. Seafood, it just digests better. It's a little more easier.
True.
It's not as filling. Yeah. It's a little more all right, I can eat something else, but I'm not overly stuffed and I'm not hungry. And then you can smoke it. You can cook it. You can boil it with beer. I've done it with that. I've done all kinds of stuff with lobster tails that have been really good. And you can stuff that thing in mac and cheese. So for me, wow. If you're really going to go and make a fun out of it, I love a good lobster tail. And when they're on sale at, you know, Costco or Mariano's, right, and you can get a couple of, you know, cheap guys out there, I enjoy them.
Yeah, the lobster promotions happen around this time of year, usually.
Yes.
In most places, yeah. More of the food fight when we come back on 720 WGN. John Landecker, Dan Levy here at 720 WGN. The food fight tonight is surf versus turf. Dan is surf. I am turf. And now it's time for, as we always do at this particular point in the food fight, time for a musical interlude. If you can find anything at all about the food we're fighting over. Well, interesting story. So I'm looking around trying to find something, and I see Bing Crosby, turf and surf. And I'm like, what? Well,
that?
Apparently, turf also can be used to describe a racetrack where horses race. I guess they used to do that. You know, this is decades ago. And there is a specific racetrack in California that has an annual event. And
take a plane.
Yes.
I can't understand most of it, but when I get to that, everybody's turfing now, everybody's surfing now, everybody's turfing with me. That's pretty good.
I gotta say that's pretty good.
That's I believe they call themselves the Cookbook Club. At least that's what it said.
I like YouTube. That one. That was more jazzy.
Yes. It's got a little zip to it, as they say. So I guess we've reached the point where it's time for the results of tonight's food fight, turf versus surf. And why, yes, young man, I believe you're approaching the microphone.
Yeah, it sounds a little... Sorry, I had Lou Malnati's in my mouth. We got...
Excuse me.
Whoa.
Excuse me. So, Lou Malnati's in my mouth. You know why? Because Hamp and O'Beer there.
I was just going to say.
Yeah.
The bosses are here. So we got 67% with turf.
Well, what do you know about that?
There you go.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That's just because it's a carnivore diet world we live in, and that's all.
I also think that the lobster was overhyped for a while. You know, it really...
You might be right.
And it's really expensive. Not only that, it costs a fortune.
I would say both steak and lobster tail are pretty expensive these days. When was the last time you went to the grocery store for a cut of steak?
Oh, well, let me tell you, my friend, it's no bargain. That's for damn sure.
None of them are right now.
No, that's right, regardless of what anybody says.
I'm still getting steak at Aldi right now, I'll tell you that much.
Well, you know, some things you just got to do.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true. I'm with you.
So, speaking of things we got to do, we got to come up with what we're going to do next week. And do you guys have any specific ideas?
We were brainstorming, but do you have any? It sounded like you had something.
I was going to say, way to throw it right in his lap.
I don't, you know, that's assuming that I have a brain, number one.
Just the way you did that, I'm like, oh, you got something.
Well, you know what? There was something that's been going through my mind.
Okay.
And I think we've done this before. It's like, okay, now we're, it was a little chilly today, right?
It was great.
Yeah. And October's coming, and already the Halloween promotions from, you know, any pumpkin this, pumpkin that, pumpkin, you know what I'm saying? So is there anything, any two particular things that we could argue about that have some sort of relationship to the time of the season, or go with something else?
That's what we were going with, maybe a little hot apple cider versus hot chocolate, or we were looking at apple cider donuts versus something.
How about apple cider versus, wait a minute, apple cider. You ever had hard apple cider?
Yeah, I think so.
That's good stuff.
Yeah.
That is good stuff.
Let's see.
We could always do, a hard apple cider versus the, what's the peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate? There's a name for it.
There's peppermint schnapps and hot chocolate?
Yeah, you add peppermint schnapps to the hot chocolate. There's a name for it, though. I can't remember what
it is. I don't know. I've never heard of that. Oh, back in the day, though, hard cider. Mm-hmm.
Delicious.
Yes,
we were also making something from a tailgate point of view, maybe brats versus burgers?
Sure. Brats versus burgers. I can do that. You know, a tailgate
thing. Tailgating. It's football season.
Yes, it certainly is.
We got Hampton OB serving up Lou Malnati's over there. You might as well throw one more down their lane. Love you, Hampton OB.
Or we could do hot cider versus the pumpkin spice latte or something.
Ooh.
Okay.
I do like a good pumpkin spice latte. I like this time of year. Yeah, they're all.
You know, we're gonna find some other. I think you're onto something, though. What other pumpkin thing is there? There's pumpkin spice lattes. There's pumpkin candy corn. I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure there's pumpkin candy corn.
You do caramel apple versus candy apple, maybe? So we're in the caramel apple family?
Oh, yeah. Caramel apple versus... a candy apple... I'm afraid I'm a little ignorant on this.
It's like a candy-coated.
Okay, let's do it.
You want to do that one?
Heck yes!
Okay. I'll go candy-coated just because I'm more familiar with it.
All right, well, I'll do the... what am I doing again?
Caramel.
Caramel. Oh, yes. And I'll be eating those this week, and then by the time I get on the air next week, I won't have any teeth because the caramel will have pulled them out. but that's one of the joys of a caramel apple. So you've got this podcast.
Bargument. I do have a podcast.
You do. You do.
And what's I do have a podcast. It's called Barguments, and it's a lot like what we're doing. We just argue silly ones, and, we just kind of have fun with it. It's whatever you do with your buddies, if you're at a bar, barbecue, mm-hmm. or barbershop, wherever it is that you guys argue your what-ifs and would-you-rathers and goats and all that stuff. And the one we're doing is, if you were an action figure, John, what accessory would you come with?
What accessory would I come with?
If you're an action figure...
Yes.
What accessory are you coming with?
So action figure isn't a superhero then?
Sure, yeah.
Yeah? I mean...
Well, whatever you would want it to be, John. If somebody were to give you an action figure, what accessory would you be rocking in that box with you?
What accessories would I be rocking in that box? A Barbie doll? No, that wouldn't be good. sorry. Went there. Didn't mean it, of course. G.I. Jane? No.
That remark can get you slapped, buddy.
Yeah, I know it. I don't know. I mean, I don't. Nothing comes to mind.
I would come with a slice of pizza. We know this for sure. If you were to get a Dan Levy, if you were to give me an action figure, there'd be a slice of pizza, maybe a stain on my shirt.
What have people been saying? What have they been saying that they wanted to bring in with their action figure?
Oh, usually there's like a can of beer.
Oh, my God. Okay. All right. I completely went the wrong way.
I was going to say, I don't mind it. I don't mind you coming with a Barbie doll. That'd be a pretty interesting landing toy. Jack, no. If they're an action figure of you, what would you have? A camera? You seem like a camera kind of a guy.
Jack? I don't know. He's still eating Lou Malnati's.
He might be Lou Malnati's on me. That's fine. That's fair. That is fair.
Still 7-3, by the way.
I'm back.
Yeah.
There's a lot going on here.
Yes, I know there is.
Did you ask me what I would pick?
Yeah.
I'd pick a baseball glove.
Oh, good. Nice.
Or a bat, something like that.
A bat. Now we're talking.
Yeah.
Maybe you could throw that one towards Hampton OB, see what they would do if they
It's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's what we'll do. Let's see. No, that's what the arguments are. Where I've got so many things going through my head and not enough space for them. So... Where do we get Barguments? Where do we find that podcast?
Barguments, you can find it on YouTube. And also, anywhere that you download your podcast, you will find Barguments and all the fun guests and all the fun Barguments that you can handle. Plus, we also have a Facebook page, John, that's pretty active out there. So if you want to kill some time and don't feel like working out there, jump on the Facebook page, jump in the Barguments, and have some fun with us.
Sounds good.